Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 36th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about Jin's new song, Abyss, BTS's Melon Music Awards, and Mnet Asian Music Awards performances. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So, Jose, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I was feeling a little bit under the weather. I did a reaction, which we'll be talking about the Melon Music Awards. I did my reaction to that performance. And even then, I let my viewers know, like, hey, guys, I'm not feeling the best. I'm a little bit under the weather. So, I mean, it's not like I'm dying or anything, thankfully. You know what I mean? It's not nothing horrible. It's just, you know, like, allergies. And then, like, I was feeling a little bit weak, like, my body.
Oh.
And so, I was even, like, I mean, it's not like I took a complete break from, like, even social media or anything, but I haven't even really been that much on social media. Like,
yeah.
I have tweeted, I have checked, like, my YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't been as active because I took some time, like, you know what, let me just, like, take some time because my body is telling me to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost like my body was, like, knowing that this is the last week of my school semester, you know, so it's like,
so it's all hitting
it's running out of gas. And I'm like, just one more week to go, let's do this. So just taking medicine and stuff. So, like, it hasn't been like the best week. It also hasn't been the worst. But as far as BTS content, lovable, 100% here for it. But personal health, I'd rather be in bed. This is where I'm at right now. I'm good.
Okay.
What about you, Rose?
You know what? It's so crazy because maybe me and Jose be hanging out too much because sometimes we be feeling the same. Because, well, if you guys, like, follow me on Twitter or on YouTube, you know that I been also having, like, major allergic reactions to something on my face.
Yeah.
So I got my lashes done, and I kind of knew that I was allergic to adhesive, like, the glue. But I was like, YOLO, and, well, my YOLO turned into, like, my eyes are, like, bloodshot red. My eyelids were poofy. My lip was, like, Angelina Jolie, but the Walmart version. And then, and my nose was, like, stuffed and leaking. And, it's still stuffy right now, if you guys somewhat hear it. But, yeah, I was going through it as well. So, health-wise as well, I was, like, deteriorating. But, of course.
Look, I don't mean, Roseanne, I don't mean to laugh that you were going through it and all that. It's just the way that you said that. And I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't the Angelina Jolie, but the Walmart. And then when you said, when you said, You know, I kind of knew I shouldn't have done it, but I said YOLO, and then you were like, maybe I shouldn't have said YOLO, because it turned literal, like, YOLO.
Literally.
You only live once. Wait a minute, I'm not trying to die just yet.
Not yet, eyelashes, not yet. So, oh my God. Literally, I don't know. It was not it. It was my birthday week as well, Jose.
Oh, so yes, that's why I was like, belated birthday. I mean, I told you happy birthday on your birthday, yeah, but you did, since we're doing this a little bit later, that's why I have to say it belated.
So I was like, yo, let me get my lashes done so I can look good. But literally the day of my birthday, I looked like I was dying.
Damn, that sucks. You know, when you have something planned and it just doesn't work out, that's like a total bummer.
Yeah, but that's my fault. No, I still had a lot of fun though. Like my roommates got together. We got my birthday going, played some games and stuff like that. So it was still good. Like I could still function. It's just my face is not functioning correctly. That's all. But yes. Anyway, I'm super excited to talk about, you know, the contents that we got over the weekend. But we did want to start off with, it was also Jin's birthday. Jin's birthday. Happy birthday, Jin. Yeah, we're both 92 babies. So he's 92. I'm 92. So we're just like 2 days apart.
That's awesome. By the way, like he got his, because you know how life, we talked about last episode, Life Goes On debuted at number one on the Billboard chart. So far, like we've got Jungkook on his birthday. He got a number one. We got RM on his, for his birthday as well, and then for Jimin's as well, and now for Jin. It's crazy. Like, can we do it for Taehyung that's coming up as well?
Yeah, like, if Taehyung did release, like, his mixtape before his birthday, we could try to chart that. Because remember, he said he's going to drop it before the end of the year. It's December, my boy.
He did say that. You're right. Yeah.
So if he does, I know ARMYs are gonna. But then again, it's like an unofficial song because it's gonna be a mixtape. How is that with charting? You know what I mean?
Well, if we were able to do it with Life Goes On, that had literally no playlist support, no radio support, it was literally just sales and streams.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can do it as well for that. Because they uploaded for their. What do you call it? Oh my God. What are they called?
Which one?
The streaming sites. Like they upload it to like Spotify, Apple Music, you know? Even if it's a free mixtape, they upload it there as well.
Yeah, very true. The thing that I think helped us a lot recently as well is that they've been putting the MP3s on sale on the website. So I really, I really hope they could do that with his mixtape. Yeah, just so we could get like another number one for his birthday. That would be amazing. But we shall see. But Seokjin, on the other hand, he's 28, just like me.
He's the closest to my age. Yeah. I always say that when it comes to Jin.
I know, same with me. And Jin released his song that he's been working on called Abyss. So, Jose, what was your thoughts on the beautiful song?
Well, first of all, it was a total surprise. At least for me, like, I knew it was his birthday. Like, that wasn't a surprise. Yeah. Like, I knew his birthday was coming up. But I just didn't think he was going to release the song on his birthday. The guys have done this in the past. Jungkook has done it as well. So, it's something that once you think about it, you're like, you know what? They do this. Like, BTS, instead of us giving them something, they be giving us something on their birthday.
I know, making it feel so, like it's our birthday.
Yeah. So after a while, I'd be like, you know what? He would do that. But I just wasn't expecting it. It was a pleasant surprise nonetheless.
Yes, it was.
It's such a beautiful song. It's such a short song as well. And I think a lot of people notice that. They're just like, whoa, it's only like two minutes and something seconds. I don't know the exact length of it, but in just that short amount, I think he captured like a lot of people's hearts with the message that he was giving. Because the abyss, you automatically think of depth, like deep. I always think of the ocean. I mean, they do the sea. They obviously have a connection with the sea. They have a song titled Sea. They have with Whaley in 52 as well, the connection with the whales. So it's all about, it just makes me think about all these other things that BTS have done that are connected to this. And when you think the dark, I always go to like the dark abyss, like the dark, the depths of whatever you're thinking of. I was thinking of water in this sense. And it is somewhat like that. Like if you take a look at the lyrics and you take a look at the message that he published alongside the song, this is a very deep song. Like this is not no, hey, I woke up, it's shiny, let's go shop and then drop it like it's hot in the club and then party like it's like we're rock stars. You know what I mean? It's none of that. Yeah. Uh-uh. This is not this. This is not this. So I also think that it's very, what's that word? Oh my God.
Personal?
Well, personal for sure, but is that the correct one? Vulnerable? Like it's very vulnerable. Yeah, like very vulnerable for him to do it on his birthday to release such a personal and meaningful song like this, because it's very, very personal. Like this is about him and his feelings. You guys, I really, really encourage you to not listen, but read the translation. I'm sure you'll find it on Twitter, but he did post the meaning behind this, or I guess the message that he's trying to convey through this song the SoundCloud account, but I'm sure you'll find translations on Twitter, because ARMY, you know, they always beyond it. And that's how we are able to know what he tried to convey. And he like lets it out. Like he's like, you know, this is what I thought during this time. And this is why I'm doing it on my birthday. And so it's like very, very personal, very vulnerable. Like I said, I love it. Of course, Jin always, when I first heard it, I cried, Roseanne. I didn't react to it. I just listened to it. And Jin always, for some reason, his solo songs, even his covers that he's done, he gets me. And like, it's something about his voice. It just feels like a hug. Like, it just feels like I know a lot of work went into this song, but I'm trying to explain the most, like, I feel like he literally like wrote it, got into the studio, recorded it, and released it. That's how raw it feels. I know that's probably not what happened, but I guess that's just the feeling that he gave me, like very raw, like this is me right here. And I'm just like, oh my God. And so, yeah, it's beautiful. But what about you, Rosen?
It is very beautiful and very comforting. I think that's the reason why you cried, because you can feel his emotions through how he sings and how he delivers it, because you know that it comes from his heart. Yeah, if you guys haven't read the translations of the message that he posted along with the song, I suggest you read it, because it goes very deep and personal in how this song came about. One thing that I did want to point out, other than like it being Abyss and like the sea, the cover, I'm trying to find who made the cover. I'm trying to look for like the artist of it, but it doesn't say, but it shows him under, it looks like the ocean, right? Like
that's what I thought too. I mean, maybe he was trying to go for that, but I mean, you don't have to automatically assume like it's water if it's just blue, but that's just me. You know, I just immediately thought of the sea.
Well, because in the lyrics, he says like he holds his breath and he goes into the sea, and I think when you're underwater, it's kind of like you're being like suffocated in a way. And so the lyrics really touch base on like kind of like anxiety, and he does like talk about the anxiety and like using music as a source of like relief and to help with it. And so I think that's the reason why you could really connect to the song, because it, like I said, it comes from his heart and it's expressing his anxieties. That's the thing, like we're so spoiled, like Jose mentioned, it's his birthday, but it's like him giving us a gift. I'm just so thankful, and this is a song that I could like go to listen to at night and feel like I'm being comforted. Even though the lyrics are like somewhat sad, it's comforting to know that there's someone that we look up to that's also very human and is also working on their anxieties just like we are. So
yeah, and I don't know, it's like you said, it's like they be giving us though. Like we literally just got a whole album and like now we have a new song as well. So like, damn, like, okay. And we're not complaining, but it's just like, we be fed. We be staying fed.
fed. Even, oh my God, even all their performances on the Melon Music Awards and the Mama performance. It's crazy because they could just, you know, perform whatever, you know, do their usual things. But then the fact that they go above and beyond with their performances, with their production. Yes. They gave us a whole album. Jin be writing songs here. They're, all the members are, like, writing their own songs, but also, like, working and rehearsing on, you know, the projects that they're doing right now. So, yeah. Jose, I didn't get to watch your reaction. You did post your Melon Music Awards reaction, but not the Mama one, right?
Well, I didn't react to the Mama one. I watched the Mama one, but I just didn't react to it because I think Mnet has something against me. Because I'd be seeing other accounts doing it and, like, great for y'all, but I'm over here like, dang, what y'all got against me over here? Yeah, because I've gotten a lot of messages, guys. If you are also following me on Twitter or, like, on YouTube and you are one of those who are like, where's your reaction? Please, we're waiting for it. I didn't react to it. So there's your answer. So there's not going to be a reaction to the Mama one because Mnet be blocking my reactions to their content. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just not going to risk it. I've already reacted to MMA and hopefully with the Mama one, like, if it's something huge, maybe I'll comment on it. You know, if something like huge happened, which it did, but I was like, you know, I don't feel that great right now. So I was like, you guys, I was under the weather and everything. So yeah. I was like, I don't have to do this right now. I can just enjoy the performance and let it do what it is. I don't even know what that makes sense. Does that even make sense? Let it do what it is.
Let it do what it is.
But both performances were let it do what it is. I've never even heard anyone say that before.
I think you just came up with something genius.
Okay, let me roll with it. We're just going to work with what we got right here. But to comment on both, like I said, the huge thing that comment like that happened with Mama, obviously, was Yoongi. Like, making his surprise appearance. People were like, is that a hologram? But then people were saying, no, it's virtual reality. And I was like, I don't know what it is, but he's there. He obviously recorded this. And he, even though he may not be physically there with the guys at the same time, he recorded this separately. And they digitally inserted him in the how do you say? How would you even say that? Digitally inserted?
That sounds correct. Technology.
You guys know what I mean. Inserted him. But obviously, that was the most special part of the Mama performance. Other than the Mama Yoongi moments, honestly, Roseanne, I preferred the MMA stage. So I would have preferred if they did the Life Goes On performance that they did for the MMA for the Mama one, and then they did the Mama with Yoongi with the MMA, and that's like my perfect stage right there with Black Swan, and then On, and then Life Goes On, Yoongi surprising us, and then Dynamite with the whole dance break in there. That's like my perfect combination right there. But no shade, Mnet, no shade. Y'all got your moment, but I'm just saying I would have switched those two Life Goes On performances to MMA and the Mama one because I feel for the Mama, of course, they killed it as always. They always kill with the whole stadium and the drums and the band. Like, that's all amazing too. But my personal preference was MMA with the Mama Life Goes On Yoongi special moment. Yeah.
You know what? Well, I just wish they performed the full Black Swan dance. Like, I loved the set and the dance for Black Swan. But, like, you know, if they performed it, that's a lot. I'm asking for a lot already. But I feel like, I feel like I do agree with you because I really loved the Black Swan and the Dynamite dance break that they added. But, you know, they always like to switch it up on us and be like, we'll sprinkle this here and then sprinkle this there. So, like, each performance is, like, totally different. So, like, for the Melon Music Awards, the Dynamite dance break and Hobie in that one-piece type of outfit. Is that even a one-piece? Hello? I don't even know what to call it. That jumper suit. I don't know. He looks good. I feel like they always prepare all of these little dance breaks here and there to perform, even if it's just once. Like, the preparations for it was amazing. So, man, the stadium performance, though, for Mama, y'all, props to everyone who tried dancing on that grass, though.
I know.
I feel so bad for the breakers, like, you know, the breakdancers that were trying to do the moves on the floor or the grass. But it's so hard when there's a lot of traction on the grass. But, like, they legit try to give it their 110%. Did you notice also they had the female drummers, those females, like, with the drums on the side when V came along? On the side. I don't know if you noticed it, but I was like, hey, drummer girls up in here. I don't know if they're actually like drummers, but the fact that they included women.
The other thing also for that one that was special was Jin was in the dance break.
Yes, he was in the dance break. Mm-hmm. So, it, like, the first, because I didn't like replay it. So when I first reacted to it, I did notice, like, at the end, actually, when they were done doing that break, I'm like, wait, was that Jungkook in the middle? Like, it was supposed to be Yoongi. And, but yeah, Jin, they switched. So Jungkook moved to the middle, and then Jin took over for Jungkook's spot. Yeah. So that was really cool. The budget, it's so funny because I think I watched a majority of the performers for Mama, like, earlier today. And I was just laughing because, like, BTS be like, we don't use that set. We gotta rent out a whole stadium for one of ours.
For real? And also, Roseanne, I went to bed because these shows are obviously in a different time zone from us over here in the States.
Yeah.
And like I said, I wasn't feeling the best. So I already knew I wasn't gonna be staying up for any of these shows. So I'm just gonna catch up the next day. Whenever they post their BTS performance, that's when I'll watch.
Very true.
That's what I did for Melon Music Awards as well. Mm-hmm. I checked it out the next day. And I knew the Mama were the next day. And I was like, I'm just going to wait another day because I'm not going to stay up. Girl, even if I did, I was like, I'm glad I didn't. Even if I was like my 100% health. Because when I woke up, I think it was like 8, 9 a.m. still. And the show was still going on. BTS still had not performed. I was like, oh
my god.
I feel bad for those who are still awake.
They said legit it was like 5. I don't know, because I didn't watch it live as well, because it was literally like I celebrated and I was only able to stay up till 2 in the morning. But people said it went on for like 5 hours. So,
girl, no, I'm not. I'm not about that life. No, and I'm over here going through it like a girl. My health is not what it is. I'm not staying up. And then I was like, even if I did, I would have been pissed, because, like I said, when I woke up, the show was still going on. And I was looking at my timeline and people were pissed. They were like, when are they coming on? So I was like, imagine if I stayed up all night to be like, I could have gone to sleep, got a full night's sleep, and still not missed BTS.
Right? Oh my gosh. Well, props to people who like legit stayed up and watched it. But yeah, they have all the performances. They even have all the BTS moments on the Mnet channel. So y'all just watch it there. But
and congratulations, because they had a full suite of the day song.
Okay, awards. First of all, I do want to talk about some tea, Jose. I know this.
Okay. Hey, Jose here. Just a reminder, Interlude Army has merch. The podcast collaborated with an awesome shirt designer, Ecoism, to make a 7-member inspired shirt. You can check it out and purchase it on his website, www.ecoism.com. That is ICHOISM. Follow Ecoism on Instagram at Ecoism. Special shout out to Army Magazine, who we previously interviewed on our podcast. We invite you to check out our friends at Army Magazine, the first all digital magazine for BTS and Army. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, Army Magazine is for Army, by Army. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at Army Mag Official on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
So, spill it. A lot of people have been saying, like, for example, like, Dynamite didn't deserve Song of the Year. Have you seen that?
What?
Oh my god, let me send you. There was, like, a tweet that got so many likes and retweets. And so, you know what?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Like, I'm not surprised somebody would say that, but what's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a reasoning?
Oh, I've seen.
You can't just say that and not have
it. I did see people say, because it was a full English song.
Good night.
Like, why is it winning a Korean award show? I'm like, wait, what?
I can't.
No, for real, Jose, I saw those comments. And here's the thing, though. I hate it when people are like, because they don't like the award shows anymore because BTS be sweeping all four of their songs of the grand prizes. But you know what? They deserved it. They played fair. You know what I mean? Because you may think, oh, I like this song better than Dynamite. And that's totally fine. You may not prefer Dynamite as your favorite song of the year, but the impact of it makes it song. You don't even have to go off of charts and numbers and streams. It's the impact of Dynamite and how it affected people in a very positive, uplifting way. That is what you call song of the year. So, you know, just want to.
And it's because it's BTS, girl.
Yep.
Exactly. It's always something when it's BTS.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not just even like the antis or the closeted fans, because I call them closeted fans. Some of them, they'd be like, just come out. Y'all are fans. Y'all are watching them. Y'all are following their every move.
Oof, yeah.
Keeping track just like we are. Mm-hmm. And that's too much energy and time
for
you to like not like someone. You know what I mean? So obviously you do like,
them.
You're doing the same as the industry. The industry be trying to like low-key shade them, and armies aren't dumb. Like, we catch onto the shade that y'all be trying to throw, even if you're like Billboard.
Right?
What just happened today with Billboard. Oof. But let me check this out. What? Did you send it?
Wait, what?
Did you not see what happened with Billboard, girl?
Oh, wait, no, because what? What happened?
So they released, obviously they always announce like the Billboard Hot 100 positions on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they released the new chart for this week. The one that's going to be dated next week. I think it's like they always release it, but it's dated for the next
week. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because last week they released it on Monday, but it was dated for December 5, which is my birthday. That's what I remember.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So the one that's like coming up next, they released the positions today. Dynamite is still in the top 10. It's number 10. But they low-key, they shaded. I'm not even going to say they tried. They did it, but then they tried to like, they deleted it. So they thinking that ARMY wasn't going to like catch it. Huh? But ARMY caught on to it. Uh-huh. Billboard, they tweeted out BTS dips from number 1 to number 28. Let me get this right, Roseanne. Oof. I don't want to like say the wrong number.
What? No, I've been off Twitter like basically all day. So
they tweeted out that BTS dips from number 1 to number 28 on this week. And obviously that's already shit. Like, y'all already like trying to like throw a dig at BTS of like, oof, hey, just to let y'all know, BTS dropped from number 1 to number 28, like, not even referencing Life Goes On, not even referencing Dynamite is still in number 10. Even number 28, that's not the biggest drop in history. That's still a top 30 song there.
Yeah.
Like, and they, like, deleted the tweet. They deleted it, but ARMY was like, we got you on candid camera. Like, screenshot, we got you. And then now they trying to, like, do damage control and tweet out, like, oh, it was still the number one digital song sale and all this. And it's like, okay, why didn't you do that the first time?
Exactly.
Why did you just throw out BTS falls or dips, like you said, from number 1 to number 28? Like, was that even necessary? It's like what they did last time with Dynamite. Remember underneath they were trying to like say, oh, it was only aided because by the remixes and all this other stuff.
Oh,
and then like,
gosh,
what?
The shade.
Like, even Billboard. And so they compared it. I even liked it because I was like, this is so hypocritical of the industry. And it's like, we're just catching on to you, and we're gonna have these receipts so that in the future, you know, hopefully this doesn't happen again. But,
yeah.
I mean, probably will happen. But one of the songs, I believe, is Trolls by, I don't know the guy's name, but it's featuring Nicki Minaj or something
that.
It debuted at number 1, and then it went all the way to number 30-something. Like, it dropped the next week.
Yeah.
But when Billboard tweeted that, they simply stated it, like, in a professional way. And then they're like, how come you didn't do that for BTS?
Yeah.
Who didn't even drop this many spots, but you had to do it in this
a very
way.
Shady,
you know what I
way.
Mean? Mm-hmm. In a very shady, trying to throw digs at them.
Yeah,
another.
Oh my gosh, that's really annoying because, that, you know? Like we mentioned before, we're not getting the same support that we did with Dynamite. Like the music industry is not supporting that song at all because it's a Korean song, and it's still number one when it comes to like the top selling track or the top selling song or something like that. We're still number one with that, so we're still buying. It's just we're not getting the backup to stay, because on the Billboard Hot 100 you need radio play, you need all that stuff that we're not
streaming,
getting. Yeah, streaming. So it's tough, you guys. So the fact that we were shaded in that way as well, it just shows that, you know, we're going up literally against the whole world at this point with when it
no for real. Like, it sounds extreme, it sounds dramatic, but at the end of the day, like, even like professionals that like we've interviewed, like, they've told us, like, it sounds funny, but it's legit, guys. Like, it's literally BTS and ARMY that are, like, doing this.
And that's the reason why we're very, what do you mean? Like, we're so proud. We're so passionate, but also proud of every single accomplishment because we know it wasn't easy to get. Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people know that as to why we're so loud and proud. And in a good way, you know, we got to be proud of all our achievements because, it was just ARMY and BTS at the end of the day. So
literally, girl, like, it's just like you just said, like, we do have a lot of power in streaming as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of these other songs that get the number ones, and
it's radio play,
maybe not number ones, but like longevity, is because they're always playlisted.
Yeah.
Like, they're always, and these playlists are very popular.
Yes.
And we just don't have that support, so it's always like, please guys, stream. That's why you'll see like comments below like, don't forget to stream,
because
it's like, at the end of the day, it's only us that we're, you know, helping out the song. And like you said, it's always a pride of, it's never cockiness, you know, it's very confident of like, this is why we do what we do, because we know the power is in numbers, and when we come together, we're able to achieve all these things.
Yeah.
And when we do, we should be able to like feel proud of it. That's why I even tweeted out today. I was like, no matter what people say, no matter how many people try and like downplay it or whatever, Life Goes On is a number one song, and that can never be taken away from it.
Yes, exactly.
Because that was hard to do. And be proud of that.
Yeah.
Even if it fell to number 28, that's still a top 30. But that doesn't mean that it was never a number one song.
Exactly.
That was a number one song. And it'll go down in history. So
it'll go down in history as the first full Korean song. And also the first, was that foreign language to debut at number one. So you cannot take that away.
Yep.
And we know that. ARMY, they could not play it all they want. But they know in the back of their head, they cannot achieve that number one. Okay? So, I mean, they could try.
Yeah, because it's like it's literally everybody against us, and we still were able to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We were still able to do it. Like, so don't take those people's comments into heart, because even they know in the back of their head, they're like, that's how they get, you know what? And that's how they get attention as well. Whenever they shade or they throw hate, their tweet just gets more, traffic. Because it's a hate tweet against BTS, but that's how they're getting attention.
Girl, let's talk about that, because it's so funny, because it doesn't even have to be about like the what happened today, but like literally you'll see other tweets when they're trying to hype up their fans, and they don't get no traffic.
Gosh,
but when it comes to throwing shade to BTS, here's all the traffic, because at the end of the day, it's BTS, you know what I mean? Whether it's hate or not, it's like, that's when they get their traffic. And it's like, well, if we can't get attention for our face, we're going to try and get attention off of the backs of others who are actually doing their thing, you know what I mean?
And see, that's the thing. If they focused more on their group than they do on BTS, maybe their group would be
doing good as well.
But you know what? That's fine. They could put a lot of effort into BTS, even if it's the hate, because they're still putting BTS's name out there and giving them attention. So, you know, whatever. They're giving BTS more attention than their faves. That's how sad it is. But you know what? That's the tea of the day.
I think I'm full from sipping all that tea.
Yes. So that was it for this episode, y'all. We spilled some tea. We had some fun. But to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send us any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today, guys. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Army. Bye, Rosen. Bye.